Ayoya. Or I'm gonna let you guys.
Welcome to WGXC Accra, where you've come to hear what's there.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
How can you say no to that?
Hi everyone, it's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Dave Freed of Cornwallville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
That's a promise. That's a promise. God keeps his promises. Praise the Lord, beloved. Good morning. Are you there? Lord have mercy. I don't know what happened this morning, but we had tremendous difficulty. Somebody came through. I was sending out SOS signals here, there, and everywhere. I could not hear on the radio that this was going on, but we kept the music playing and we kept on praying. How about that? Amen. Because God keeps his promises. I was like, Lord, what's up with this? We got listeners that want to hear what we got to share. Amen. Well, thank you, team out there, whoever helped to make it happen. Thank you, God, for answering the prayer and for keeping your promises. We're a little bit late on our start this morning with the music and the message with the heart, mind, and soul in mind. But praise God, we are glad to be here. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right here with me on GXC. We're WGXC, ACRA WGXC, where we lift up the name of Jesus Christ and shine the light of God's word into every corner of our world. Amen. So my brothers and my sisters, how you doing? The saints and the ain'ts, how you doing? I do shout outs on Sunday mornings too, you know, and I want to shout out to a few people. I want to shout out to Cynthia Stevens and Sacred Ground Productions and the owners of Creative Legion for an enjoyable evening last Sunday. The organizers and participants giving honor to our nation's veterans and their loved ones on Tuesday. The First Presbyterian Church Session Elders and Friends of the First Presbyterian Church for an impressive and inspiring community conversation last Thursday to gain community, local, and at-large input into repairing and restoring the nearly 200-year-old historic House of Worship, a cultural and community service center, and a social gathering space. What a blessing, what a blessing. And that's what we do. We come with all that good news for you, the music too. This is Pastor Kim, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org, WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond. And this is The Bright Side, where we bring the music. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. I don't know how much of my music list I'm going to be able to get in today because I'm a little bit befuddled. Amen. We started out at the top of the hour with like 30 minutes of uninterrupted music and hallelujah, six songs back to back. And of course, we are halfway through the hour. Amen. So it's going to take me a little bit minute to figure out where we are in our playlist. That's why I'm buying myself some time. Hallelujah. But I guess we're going to go to the top. Because he is real, beloved. If you heard it and I couldn't hear you hearing it, it's okay. We're going to play it again. We're going to do a replay. If you didn't hear it, then you're in for the blessing. Hallelujah. John P. Key and New Life Choir performing, ministering. Jesus is real.
When I look at my own life, I recognize I tried a lot of things. I tried alcohol, and it didn't satisfy me. I tried drugs, and it couldn't do me no good. But I come to let you know, ain't nothing like Jesus. Somebody say, yeah, yes. I know he's real. Put your hands together. Come on.
Everybody shout, Jesus is real.
I know the Lord is real to me. Yes, he is. Yes, the Lord is.
Yeah.
The Lord is real to me. Yes, he is. Oh, yeah. Sometimes when I'm feeling low, nowhere to go,
He will. Ask me how I know. Oh, my Lord. This morning, he showed up, didn't he? Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, God. Well, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, and I am here to share some thoughts, amen, as I was seeking God in prayer. What will I share on tomorrow and the bright side? Praise be to God. And one word kept coming to me, two words actually, God's promises. I felt like God was saying, talk to the people about my promises. All right, so here we go. And you know, the title I would give this, amen, on this theme, this topic of God's promises, is the unshakable promises of God in a shaking world. The unshakable promises of God in a shaking world. That's where my head is at. That's what I'm thinking about today. Amen. And so, yeah, for the next few, I want to talk to you about that. Praise be to God. We're living in this age where the headlines are shifting faster than the seasons, and human hearts are growing weary under the weight of all the uncertainty. And there's a question in every heart, and in every nation, in every community. Someone is saying, how do I hold on when the world is being turned upside down? Well, for believers in the God of the Bible, the answer remains what it's always been: to hold on to the promises of God. Hallelujah. I have a book that says 60 some odd promises, another one 100 some odd promises. I'm only going to touch on a few. Amen. And these are promises that are not made by politicians, beloved, not upheld by institutions. We see so many of ours being crumbled now, not conditional on any circumstances that may exist. But these are the promises that are spoken by the one who said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away, in Matthew 24 and verse 35. So for the next few minutes, I just want to talk about some of the promises, hallelujah, as they relate to the wicked, the oppressed, the end times, and the children of God. God, in the scripture, he never ignores the reality of wickedness. In Psalm 37, he says plainly, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be anxious against the workers of iniquity. For evil men, evil people will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land." That sounds like a promise to me. In a world where there's corruption and it's thriving and injustice appears unrestrained, God promises that wickedness will not have the final word. Human justice systems may fail, but divine justice does not lose. Amen, somebody? Hallelujah. The Bible, amen, is clear. God doesn't just balance moral scales. He personally intervenes in human history for righteousness' sake. And when the wicked prosper today, God's people can stand on his promise that evil has an expiration date. Amen. This too shall pass. God speaks directly to the crushed, the marginalized, the exploited, and the forgotten in the Word of God. In Psalm chapter 9, verse 9, the Lord declares, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble." And Jesus, when he introduced his earthly ministry, he introduced it with the promise that he came to set the oppressed free in Luke chapter 4 and 18. This is divine policy. It's not just poetic language. Amen. Across faith traditions, we find similar themes in Judaism, in Islam, in Hinduism, in Buddhism. But the Bible adds this promise. God is not just near the oppressed. He fights for them. He hears their cries, as he did in Egypt, and he promises restoration, healing, and vindication. In this world where injustice still echoes across our communities, from poverty to exploitation to discrimination to violence, we cling to the God who says, "I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand," in Isaiah 41 and verse 10. That sounds like a God promise to me. Beloved, if it's not good yet, God's not done yet. It ain't over till God says so. He tells us, amen, not to fear, as we see end time prophecies being fulfilled. When some people hear end times, fear follows. But biblically, the end times are not about panic. They are about promise. Jesus told his disciples not to be troubled by wars and famines and earthquakes, because these things are birth pains in Matthew chapter 24. Birth pains don't signify destruction. They signify something new is coming. God's promise concerning the end is not chaos, it's completion. Not ruin, but redemption. Not despair, but a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Glory, hallelujah. 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 The Bible emphasizes that God's people should respond to these signs not with dread, but with readiness and hope, because God has already promised the ending, and it is good. In Luke chapter 21 and verse 28, he says, "Now when you see these things begin to occur, stand tall and lift up your heads in joy, because your redemption is drawing near." Hallelujah. Amen. God promises his presence. He promises provision. He promises protection. And the Word of God says we come to the heart of the matter, that God promises, hallelujah, his children a new world. Hallelujah. His children will live in a new world. Hallelujah. What does God promise his children in a world like ours? Well, the Bible declares again and again, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." In Hebrews chapter 13 and 5, we find he says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." In Isaiah 54 and 17, he says, "My God shall supply all your needs." Philippians 4 and 19. He says, you are my people and I am your God. Hallelujah. And God's children, listen, beloved, we're not exempt from trouble. But we are never alone in it. Oh, my God. We see in other faith traditions the same assurances of divine nearness. In Judaism, they say God is the shepherd of Israel. In Islam, it says God is closer than your jugular vein. In Hinduism, it says God dwells within each soul as the divine presence. And while non-theistic, Buddhism affirms the inner resources of compassion and wisdom are given for us in life's journey. But you know, the scripture makes an even bigger promise. God's presence lives within his people through the Holy Spirit. Not just watching, not just guiding, but dwelling with us, empowering us, transforming us. This is a promise no force in the world can cancel. Hallelujah. So as we face wickedness, we cling to God's promise of justice. We cry out to God to manifest, to intervene, to demonstrate his promises are true. As we face wickedness and oppression and we witness these things, we stand on his promise of deliverance. And as we observe global shaking, we anchor ourselves in his promises that he will redeem us, the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So, beloved, as we navigate our daily lives, we can rest in his promises to his children that he is with us. He is for us. He's not against us. Hallelujah. And he will work through us and let us bring light that pierces even the darkness. We live in uncertain times, but God's promises are not uncertain. They are steady. Hallelujah. They are unshakable. They are eternal. They are global. Hallelujah. And they are echoed in every great religious tradition. And they are fulfilled most fully in the God of the scripture. In a shaken world, let the people of God be the steady ones, standing not on circumstances, but on promises that cannot be broken. Hallelujah. The promises of God, Christ our Savior. Blessed be his name forever and ever. Hallelujah. I will sing of the goodness of the Lord forever, beloved. Hallelujah. Of his goodness, I will sing.
You made the rain, so when it falls on me, should I complain? Or feel you calling me, it's all on me to stay. And really catch what you're showing. It's my roots that you're growing, cause life is more than this moment.
You are the light, so when the darkness falls, the greatest heights, they never seem so tall, no, not at all, you're right. It's my roots that you're growing, don't want to miss what you're showing.
Ain't no doubt about you.
You're the joy, you're the smile on the face of your boy. You're the flowers at the park in Detroit. Still the words on the back of our coins. Let's make some noise.
You cover me, my defender, when you're rolling up your sleeve. You're the truth that's gonna set the captive free. The only king that's ever chose to bleed. That's what I believe.
They keep trying to make your glory fade, but I ain't really sweating what they say.
Ain't no doubt about you. I
can still see the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
Through the good and the bad and the ugly, woo! I can still feel the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the good.
You're the good, 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 you're the goodness.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. That's a Toby Mac and Blessing Offer. And the goodness. Hallelujah. Ain't no doubt about it, beloved. Anywhere I show, I go. He keeps showing up. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, if you don't know the Lord that way, I invite you to just talk to him and say, Lord, I want to know you like that. Amen. I'm ready to give my life to you because you know what to do. Hallelujah. I can trust you and see what God will do. Hallelujah. He gave his only begotten son that whoever believes on him will not perish but gain eternal life. Hallelujah. But that's the cherry on the cake, beloved. Amen. All the blessings and benefits that he bestows on those who receive, believe, and follow, hallelujah, his son, his teachings, and his way, amen, according to what the Bible say, not what man say, not what people say, not what, you know, twisting it every which way to justify ungodly things, things that are so ungodly, hallelujah. But we thank God, amen, for the Holy Spirit, who is our leader and guide in all truth. Follow and ask God for the gift of that Holy Spirit too. Hallelujah. Amen. I wanna shout out and invite prayers for those who are working to turn years of promises into action, to halt the rising global temperatures and deliver support to those who are most affected by the warmer planet situation caused by global warming. There's a conference that was going on last week. I don't know if it's still going on, of countries who are committed to doing something about the impact of fossil fuels on our world. And so praying for those who are working on those fronts. Amen. And hallelujah. Want to say shout out and happy birthday to all you November babies. Happy anniversary to all you November lovers. And want to just say thank God for a new month, November. Well, we're midway through now, but hallelujah. May the Lord bless and make this November worthy of wonderful remembrances. Amen. Listen, if you're sick or you're shut in, you're lost and you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling confused, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling stressed, if you're grieving, you're bereaved, that's why we're here. That's why the children of God, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is here. Hallelujah. He tells us to care and to share his love, amen, his light, and to use our time, our talents, our gifts, our treasures to help somebody on along the way, amen. You might not be sick today. It might be you tomorrow. It might have been you yesterday, amen. You might not be lost and lonely today, but that was you at one point, or it might be a time to come, hallelujah, but you're not alone. You're not alone. There's a kingdom of God, the family of God, the children of God, the people of God all around us. Amen. And we connect and we are connected. We're staying connected. Let's stay together. All right. My prayer for you is that no matter how dark the days may be, the clouds may grow. Amen. That you will know the sun is still there and the sun still shines, and that you won't quit in the dip, but hang on in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Kim on the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and I'm reminding you all to stay in the light. He is the light. Live in the bright side. Till next time, stay blessed and keep your light shining. Amen. Show up and choose love. Hallelujah. That's my theme song as I'm going out of 2025. That's my theme song, beloved. Amen. Toby Mac once again and John Reddick this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Beloved, stay blessed.
You got Mr. Reddick.
We've come a long way, been through some dark days, we've seen some things change,
and we shall.